For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Ethel Smyth composed songs, piano works, chamber music, concertos, symphonies, and a monumental mass, which secured her place among the most eminent composers of her times. She was an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. One of the most original figures of British music history, she attained international recognition as an opera composer at a time when women were still considered amateur musicians. In 1903, she conducted her opera Der Wald at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first opera by a woman to be performed there. Her early education with private tutors, followed by boarding school, was typical of the upbringing of an upper-middle-class Victorian lady. A governess who had trained at the Leipzig Conservatory and who played classical pieces to her on the piano triggered Ethel's love of music. Ethel resolved that one day she too would be a student at the Leipzig. From her father, she met with fierce opposition. It was unthinkable that a young Englishwoman should go unaccompanied to study abroad, and he said he would rather see her under the sod than become a musician. But Ethel wore down her father's resistance with hunger strikes and refusals to speak, and in 1877 he let her go to Leipzig. She was the first woman admitted to the composition class of Karl Reinecke, celebrated composer and conductor of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. But after 1 year, dissatisfied with the low standards there, she left and took private lessons with the Austrian composer Heinrich Herzogenberg. Through him, she gained entrance into the musical circle of Brahms and Clara Schumann. She also met Grieg, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky, all students at the conservatory. One of her apprentice works is the string quintet we're about to hear, which was composed when she was 25. Around 1913, after composing her fourth opera, she realized that she was gradually going deaf. Despite this hardship, she composed two more operas and several other major works. Ethel Smyth was a nonconformist with a strong will who participated actively in the suffragist movement in England between 1910 and 1912 and even served 2 months in Holloway prison for smashing the window of a cabinet minister. She composed March of the Women, which was the anthem of the women's suffrage movement in England and was sung at meetings, in the streets, and even in prison. Ethel also devoted much time to sports and games. She hunted, she climbed mountains, she played golf in the Egyptian desert, and she rode a bicycle before most women did. When World War I put an end to performances of her works, she embarked upon a second career as a writer. She wrote 10 books, mostly of an autobiographical nature, and many essays championing equal rights for women musicians. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.